Hey, I'm Reggie Ponder, the Real Critic, and this week's movie is Albany Road. What's it about? Celeste, played by Renee Elise Goldsberry, is a high-powered New York executive, and she has to travel to make an important presentation. In the midst of bad weather, flight cancellations, and a rental car shortage, she is forced to travel with her ex-fiancé's mother, Paula, played by Lynn Whitfield. Now, the unlikely pair's road trip demands that they confront their past, and it actually reunites the former lovebirds in a very awkward and challenging situation. Who's in it? Renee Elise Goldsberry, J. Alphonse Nicholson, and Lynn Whitfield lead an ensemble cast. So what's to like? Well, Albany Road is a romantic comedy that confronts some real-life issues that most people will identify with, especially those with parents who tend to get too involved in their children's love lives. Now, writer-director Christine Swanson finds the humor in such a situation, but also the gravity of how parents can destroy a relationship. Albany Road explores resentment, reconciliation, and repentance. Both Celeste and Paula still hold deep resentment, but what makes this film touching is that everyone, in their own way, is seeking to reconcile. And the fact that each is also looking to atone for their mistakes makes this a film that most of us can relate to. The acting in Albany Road is solid all the way around, and the three main characters do a great job of anchoring the humor as well as the pain. Now, I was particularly struck by how J. Alphonse Nicholson, who plays Cal, the son and ex-fiancé, he was so believable in this role. And having seen him in P-Valley, I almost couldn't believe that that was the same person. And although I knew that Goldsberry could act, it was refreshing to see her dig in and make this character likable and not so likable at the same time. And it's easy to understand her pain and question the way that she kind of navigates her work and her love life. So in the end, you really want this pair to find their way back to each other. And then we got to talk about Lynn Whitfield. She brings the right amount of comic relief to a film that also reveals some surprises about their lives that are not inherently funny. And she will have you laughing at her performance. Albany Road touches on a variety of issues beyond parental interference. There is the discussion with oneself about career versus family. There's the issue of one's mortality and making things right in this life. There's the question about loving the one you are with versus loving the one who's it. And when all the players are confined to that one house, it all unfolds despite the fact that many of those players are trying to stay away from the heat. So what's not to like? Well, some of the events in this film were telegraphed, and while it doesn't destroy the film, I actually wanted to be wrong about my predictions. But I must say that I do think that the humor helps to minimize the negative impact of my predictability. Additionally, there were some points in the film where the pace didn't seem to match the situation. For example, the road trip portion of the film had a few lulls in the dialogue and action, and it's noticeable. Also took a while for each character to be developed, and while the character pacing worked to reveal a few surprises, it still felt a bit uneven at times. My rating? Albany Road is a fun and interesting look at love, which welcomes the viewer to come along for the trip. And while there are a few bumps along the way, like finding true love, it is all worth it in the end. I'm giving this one 3 reels out of 4. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at The Real Critic, and I'll see you next time.